Opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh,
hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you're doing that do and that you decided to do that do with me. All right. Right out of the gate, I want to get some housekeeping done. I'm inviting everybody to please come and pass by the Nassau Guardian to pick up your copy of, what is the name of it? It's called the Roots 30th Anniversary Supplement in today's Nassau Guardian. So you don't have to come to the Guardian. Just make sure you buy a Guardian so that you could get your copy. I imagine they will be good keepsakes for a time not too far from this time. It's Christmas time, y'all. Let me also say that I met a wonderful trio this morning. Miss Charisma, her mom, and her sister. They were at Place X, and I saw them this morning. They were so delightful, so warm and kind. Such beautiful women. Early on a Monday morning, a wonderful way to start my Christmas Monday morning schedule. And to everybody else that I ran into this morning, happy Monday morning to you. Let me further continue by saying, man, we on the big stage now. Can you believe it? Hallelujah. Mama, this is the letter. We've made the big leagues. We've made it. The Bahamas is now top 10, right? So for all intents and purposes, right, for whatever it's worth, she can now go out and say that she is the 10th most nicest woman in the universe. That's everywhere between her and Pluto. No one could say nothing to her because she is top 10. Bar none. No need to argue. No need to contend or contest. She is the top 10 woman in the whole universe. That is it. That is all. I also want to say that it was you people concern me sometimes, right? How did we get talking about the fact that the girl is of Haitian descent? What does it matter? What I will say is that from the time I learned about her, because I'm not very big on pageants and that kind of stuff, but from the time I did learn about her, I said this to somebody. I think she's going to do well on the international stage, and the reason I think that is because she has an international look. Like, she doesn't really typically look Bahamian. And I think one of the issues we had over the times that we've had it is a lot of the girls that we sent looked Bahamian. So what does that mean? Let me explain this to you all. Plenty of y'all who are attractive around here wouldn't make it anywhere else on the planet, particularly because Bahamian women are larger than most women. Bahamian women have a very colloquial genre in facial appearance, and it is something that is only attractive to the Bahamian man. Luckily for you all, though, you all are attracted to the best set of men on the planet. That is the Bahamian man, and consequently, you all don't realize that that is not the apex of gorgeousness. It just happens to be the colloquially accepted genre of beauty that we like, all right? But she, on the other hand, has what I mean, it was you know, she, I mean, she looks different, right? Let's not pretend. She looks different. Her eyes are far apart. She has a very slender nose, nice cheeks, perfect for blushing, and a wonderful smile. I will give her that. She has an absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous smile. And then she has this very linear statue that is, again, unusual among us, because we like to put peas in the rice and then cook the rice in the tomato paste and then fry it on the onions in the tomato paste and add oil and then put water and boil the rice down in that. So a lot of us have a little midsection area that we can't seem to shake, but she doesn't have that. Like she looks international. Like she looked like she could be on the box of Revlon or something like that, and you not naturally assume that she's a Bahamian, right? So for whatever it is worth, I think she's done a wonderful job. I tip my hat to her. I want to tell the Prime Minister and all of his people, though, that at some point, Ali, you got to break out the plaid jacket. It is rumored that whenever Sir Lyndon Binlin was in trouble politically or didn't know what to do, he would put on the plaid jacket, right? Because that's what the Obeah was in. It was in the plaid jacket. You need the plaid jacket. So, Mr. Davis, if you haven't bought yourself a plaid jacket just yet, I invite you to go and buy one so that whenever we are on the world stage and things look like they ain't going our way, you grab your plaid jacket, you put it on, and boom, there you have it. The Obeah is alive and well. And now we could win every parade or everything on the planet from today on. How does that sound? All right, so it's an open line show today. Why? Because there's so many things that are happening. I know you're going to want to talk to me. It don't make no sense I come here to talk to you on Monday. Let me open the phone lines, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Can I also say, see, and this is the part that brings me great glee. As Levin of Anglestonia, right? Sir Levin from the House of Anglestonia. I have to, man, the gal from Anglestone. You all know that? You all didn't know that. She's an Anglestone girl. Can you believe that? And I keep trying to tell you, we ought to make Anglestone the capital of the Bahamas. How does that sound? All good things come from out of Anglestone. I think they say she's from Charles Vincent Street. I am not surprised. I'm not surprised. That is right up the road from Minnie Street, right? Right up the road from Washington Street. If you're born anywhere between Florida Court, right? Florida Court, all the way to Claridge Road. Sometimes we take Ida Street out every now and again. But they're a part of this as well. You should be proud. That means that at some point you probably drove past this young woman, walked past this young woman, seeing her walking throughout your community. Man, she is one of us. She is an Anglestone girl, Anglestone massive, strong in the building. We appreciate her and her accomplishments. Everybody from Anglestone, you all get a day off starting, not today. We will advise of when your all day off start, all right? So let's go to the news this morning. I see Bahama is actually saying that their numbers look pretty strong, 96%. But what does that mean? What exactly is the product? Like, have we opened our borders? Have we started the trek towards sustainable redevelopment of our post-COVID economy? And have we considered the modifications that we need to make outside of the ones that are washing your hand and wearing your mask that will help this economy to catch itself? Because God knows, we need something special. 96% booking is okay, but it makes no sense if the only people that are going to make money is the people that are making the bed and serving the drinks. We've got to figure out a way to dump that money over the hill. That's where it has to find itself there. And unless we can do that, I think these numbers mean absolutely nothing. And it would mean that we frittered away an entire opportunity during a two-year window of absolutely nothingness to ensure that once the economy opened back up, people had something that they could do. And I don't know if we've given that enough thought. I don't know. There is no downtown cruise port as it presently stands. So all of the interaction that would have happened there will not be happening. Praise the Lord, the PLP opened back up the straw market. So at least that is there. But is that far-reaching enough? Does it go far enough? Are we able to ensure that enough people get enough sustainable cash flow that'll help them? That'll help them to catch up these mortgages? Because I'm telling you, a lot of these mortgages are about 4 or 5 months in arrears. To catch up these credit card payments, because they 12 months in arrears, people around here have light bills. And I think this is something that the government is going to have to consider, right? I see they are now creating quite a quandary with with the relicensing of vehicles. And I don't understand. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the one that's the Neanderthal here. I don't understand how if a competent authority told me not to license my vehicle, I further do not understand how if a competent authority closed down the Department of Motor Vehicle on more than one occasion, in possibly the times when I did have money, and I don't understand how, if a government is still issuing social assistance through its National Insurance Board, could you penalize me for not having licensed my car in the last year? Maybe I'm dense. I'm not sure. But the first step, what is the name of the minister? JoBeth Colby-Davis. The first step should have been there will be a 3-month or 90-day waiver of all late fees with regards to licensing vehicles. We've been in a pond. I had no job. And I don't understand this whole, if I wasn't driving the car, then why did I need the license? And I had no job. I ain't been nowhere. I had no money. And you tell me don't license it. The competent authority said, listen, don't worry about licensing the car. You all had to have calculated what would be the back draw from not having licensed the car financially for the government. You all know what road traffic is generate. And if the government of the Bahamas takes the position that I shouldn't license my car, then how does that seem? This government seems schizophrenic. How does that same government then decide that I should also be penalized for the 1 year that I didn't license a vehicle when the reason they told me to not license the vehicle was because I had no money? So where do you imagine the money fell from? Like manna from heaven? Is that what we assume? You're not thinking deep enough. As a matter of fact, you should just offer an amnesty. Say, listen, everybody who licensed their car between now, and I would give the people till the end of January, because I'm telling you right now, I'm not spending $300 to license a car because Alexandria and Lamarck need things for Christmas. And if I don't do that, I am a reprobate and I don't deserve to be a parent. And you don't imagine I'm going to take all the money and give it to the government. That makes no sense. So, I don't understand what was the sense of extending it for 30 days. I feel as though we should have extended it for 60 days. That would take us past the Christmas period, especially since this government seems to give a frisbee about the Christmas, because y'all won't give us $500 in the Christmas so that we could have a good Christmas. You cannot therefore then require of me to get a government back $300. That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense at all to me. So Ms. Colby-Davis, Ms. JoBeth Colby-Davis, the driver of JoBeth Colby-Davis, the person that sweeps the floor in the office of the Honorable Minister of Transportation and Housing, please, y'all turn the radio up so I could help her, because obviously the advisors that sit around her aren't telling her this. We need to waive the penalty. The reason I didn't license my vehicle was because y'all had the place closed. Otherwise, I would have do it. And because I was broke and looking for a job, I had time to listen to the news to know when it was open back up. All right? Because I get my information from WhatsApp. And so because I want to be a complying citizen, it is my request that y'all waive the late payment because y'all competent authority. And don't say he and y'all own, because governments are continuous. Your competent authority told me I didn't need to license my vehicle. I thought it was a caring government that cared about me, so I listened to the competent authority. There is no way you should penalize me for that. All right? That's thing number one. Let's take the phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? What's happening with this phone line? Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Good evening.
I can hear you now, Robert.
All right. Now, I feel the same way, too. I'll take it a little further. The company has so much power, we can even come into the country. So he gave us 60 days. Who can repeal that? I didn't play with Monroe. You know, even Minister of Transport. Like, to me, I'll take it to court. Let the judge decide who has the real power. Because Minister gave us 60 days, and that went to Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
How can it be repealed because Green Monroe say so?
Mm.
That was a part of the order.
I remember it being a part of the order that you
go
had 60 days.
I love traffic court.
Yeah, I also remember that in Parliament it was said that it would be 60 days after the expiration of the emergency order.
And how could we even repeal that. Anyhow, let's talk something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about this carnival. I bet you the Star Wars concert, the PR, remember, this is a party thing. If you listen to Women Men I'm Warned, the party brought in the carnival.
Mm-hmm.
The party gets the people that, I mean, get tickets for the Star Wars concert. The concert gets a five member list job. Mm-hmm. This has been going around from killing within power. Every party in power gets the spoils of the carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how they're going to acquiesce, but Davil is shaking in the boots because Davil messing with the Star Wars Council money.
Mm-hmm.
And that party money is powerful money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it's getting out of hand. I don't know. But big money involved. And Davil has to come out, work it out, and whatever, have less crowd or one go, one come in.
Well, Robert, you know how I feel about it. I completely agree with Dr. Davil. And like Dr. Davil said, again, see, you know, here's my difficulty, right? My difficulty is no one ought to ever bully a government of the Bahamas. I don't care if you have as much money as sand on a beach. When the government speaks, they speak in the best interest of the Bahamian people.
They spoke to the prime minister.
Why did you? Why did you call the prime minister?
Prime minister can fire Davil right now.
Why is he
trying to please us?
And I'm saying to you,
if COVID take over this whole country.
Negative. As the minister of health, and now the person acting in the capacity of the competent authority or the head of the competent authority, as the consultative body, right?
That's only figuratively. Feminist.
Well, then figuratively, you better fire me because I said no. And so until y'all could change my mind, the answer is no. And I don't care if you talk. You could talk to the Queen.
I blame Brave to give the next man your power. So you don't like to make tough decisions. I blame Mr. Davis, not one that powerful position. That next man shut down your show, make you look embarrassed. How does he make him look embarrassed?
Robert. So listen, Robert. So here's what happened. The man claims that he talks to the Prime Minister. Notice what is notably missing from this entire saga. Is the Prime Minister hasn't come up and said either yay or nay. So as far as we know for right now, we have to take this man at face value that he somehow spoke to the Prime Minister. Question number one is, where the hell you get the how you get talking to the Prime Minister? You think it's just go talk to the President of the United States of America? You think it's just go talk to the Queen? No. Why you call the top chair? Where you and the Prime Minister drink beers on Saturday? Where you meet the Prime Minister? It ain't like you was no big time investor. Homeboy, you running a carnival. That's like one click above a circus, all right? You talk to the Prime Minister for what? And so I don't blame Michael Davil. When this thing, right, as a friend of mine often says, when the contuberance hits the perpendicular, you know who problem it is? Michael Davil's. And Michael ain't having it. And I agree with Michael. You shouldn't have called the Prime Minister. You voice off shouldn't have come out here on no TV telling the people, the Prime Minister say, boy, I don't care if my ma say. No, that's what the answer is. Now, since you know how to find the Prime Minister, you go back and call him and you tell him, I say, it ain't happening because you all ain't in compliance. And if the Prime Minister overrides good medical science, then he's a hypocrite because it's the same thing he killed the Prime Minister before him for. There is no way that he could say in good faith that, listen, my medical team has advised me that this is not in the best interest of the COVID pandemic at this time for us to function in this way. But as Prime Minister with zero medical experience, I'm going to override that because I'm Prime Minister hogwash. And if I was Michael Davil, he would just have to fire me. Very simple. Very simple. I'm not taking it. And so, Mr. Carnival Man, pack up your carnival things and leave. Very simple. Stalwart Council people, oh well, sorry. Y'all definitely had none for 2 years either. So their stalwarts broke, and now our stalwarts broke. But what I'm not letting y'all do is light this place a fire and then stress me out in the middle of the night because y'all grammy them outside in the rain. You forget that just 8 weeks ago, there were people on ventilators in the rain underneath a tent blowing away? And I should fool with that again for some people to go on the pirate ship? You mean this even ain't gonna stimulate the actual economy? 1,000 jobs doing what? Serving hot dogs, making what? $150 a week? Please get away. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Miller, good morning.
Good morning.
I would just like to ask a question.
Sure.
Could the Prime Minister,
mm-hmm.
in the absence of cabinet give anybody permission to come here and hold whatever, whether it's carnival or conference or anything there, without getting a prior approval from the cabinet of the Bahamas? I'll hang up and listen.
The way I think it works is the prime minister can direct, right? So not instruct. That would be too strong a word. So the prime minister can say, listen, yes, I hear your thing. I want you to come to the Bahamas. I'm going to set a committee in place to review your matter. We will review it. And once we've reviewed it, that decision or that review will be taken to the cabinet for a final decision. But I would hope in a democratically elected society, a prime minister just, you know, wielding power. Because that was why we voted the last tall boy out of office, because he was just wielding power. And we didn't want that. What would then make Mr. Davis any difference if he does the very same thing? If he just decides all unto himself that I, Philip Davis, shall make all absolute decisions by decree, he would be no better than the last tyrant. We voted out a tyrant because tyranny wasn't what we wanted. And so, Carl, I agree with you. The prime minister ought not be out here just making decisions. He certainly ought not be out here going against the best idea or best theories that could be offered by the health team that he required the former prime minister to, you know, adhere to. Let's take another one. Come on and call. You're on.
Hey, Mr. Miller. What's up,
my brother? Hey,
let me ask. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor, Davil, is the medical doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not the competent authority. He has a team. And if his team says that, I'm Dr. Davil, this is not a good idea, what do you Bahamian people who tripled over Carnival want the gentleman to do? Let everybody go to Carnival. Then when the numbers go up, then when some of your family members sitting back in the corridor to the hospital, then you're talking bad about the nurses, you're talking about the hospital leaking. Now the man see, he don't want to go through that with the other government been going through. Now everyone wants to get, at least some people wants to get mad.
But I don't know why they'd be getting mad, dude.
Because Mr. Miller, the numbers, let's be realistic now. The numbers has gone down drastically. Okay, it seems to me that the nurses and Dr. Dow's medical team, okay, they're getting a grip on this to the point.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're getting a grip on something, right, and the numbers are going down, the country is open back up. When you have something like that and the numbers go up, what they can do? Oh, the PLP, oh, Brad Davis, oh, Dr. Dow, oh, Dr. Nikita DeVoe.
Mm-hmm.
Doc, if you're listening to me, do your job, son. You're doing a marvelous job.
I completely agree with you, DeWitt. 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. You can call me on those. You can text me on 4224796. So those are two things I hope we could get to right away. I hope the Minister of Transport, and you know, I mean, she seems to be a caring woman. She seems to be a woman that listens and understands. And I think this ought to make simple sense to her, right? I hope that she can go and wave, please, not for my sake, for God's sake. Waive the penalties on the licensing of vehicles. It makes no sense to penalize people for following an instruction. That simply doesn't make sense. And if the PLP, listen, do you realize the last administration was such an atrocity that if all the PLP does is exercise good common sense, they will probably be the government for the next 20 years. Like the taste left on the tongue of Bahamian people politically, it is like stomach bile. That is what the FNM has done to the Bahamian electorate in the last election. And don't tell me any nonsense. The Free National Movement caused 40% of voting Bahamians to stay home. That was egregious, is what it was. And the fact that they push the Bahamian electorate to that mean that this Progressive Liberal Party, literally, all they have to do is don't beat up one another in cabinet and wear a decent coat suit every day and take pictures with the light in behind the cameraman, and they should be okay for 10 years easily. But among those very easy steps, you do common sense things like not penalize people for licensing a car that they were told not to license, and that you, the government, couldn't keep your motor vehicle department open to license in the periods that they did have money. It is scatterbrained and silly, and we ought to revisit the policy. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Let's read a couple of these text messages. This one here says, Mr. Miller, you are so right. And also many times you went to road traffic, they were closed. And also when open, the hours were so limited, you could never get served. Bad decision on the government's behalf. This is so wrong. The public should not be penalized. I agree. This one here says, should extend license of the vehicle until No. I don't play with y'all. The problem with y'all behemoths is if we extend it from now till March, then y'all gonna want to extend till December. And then y'all gonna want to extend till, we'll be extending this until the PLB leave office. No. Behemoths are people that care about Christmas, right? Extend it until after Christmas, because we know that that's what they care about. All right? So 60 days would have taken us perfectly past Christmas. Fine. Outside of that, if you cannot say that you care about people and their Christmas experience, so you're going to give them $500 and then require those same people to go to the road traffic department and spend $390 of the $500 to just give them on the licensing of cars or risk going to court. Doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. This one here says, you think common sense could come from the minister responsible for the licensing penalties? I believe she's young and dynamic, and I believe she could possibly be a thinker. So hopefully she hears it. And the problem with public policy is most times the people responsible for it do not have to participate in it. So the person that's responsible for the licensing of vehicles don't license no car. They ain't licensed one car in 10 years. They ain't know how you do this. They ain't sure. She's been a senator for 5, and now she's a cabinet minister. You think she licensed her own car? I doubt that strongly, very strongly. And so a lot of times, because they just have no idea this is the way the policy works, in practicality, they know the theory of it, sure, but they have no idea of what the experience is. They don't know. Judges don't license their cars. Politicians don't license their own vehicles. Senior officers of any law enforcement agency don't license their own vehicle. Some of them ain't drive their own vehicle in 10 years. You think they know what the process of going to road traffic is? They have no clue. And so I have come to help you, Madam Minister. Hear ye the voice of Levin Miller. Please waive the penalty on the licensing. It is unconscionable for you all to do this, the people that are just coming out of a pandemic. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller. How you doing, sir?
All is well, Sparky.
You know, personally, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing people saying that 40% of the people didn't come out to vote with FNM, you know.
I didn't say that. I never said that.
Because deaf people didn't come out of the woods.
I never said that.
No, I didn't say you said that.
Okay.
I heard FNM's losers saying the reason they lost the last election was because deaf people refused to come out of the woods, deaf people stayed home. How do they know if the people who didn't come out of the woods was deaf people?
They may have been DNAs.
They could have been DNAs. They could have been people who just sick and tired of voting, period. People who fed up in the systems in the Bahamas. They could have been staying home for many different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been staying home because of the COVID situation, what was going on around then.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read the vote, I voted advanced. I had to go there with masks and sanitize and stand up in the Southern Rock. I had to take.
Mm-hmm.
And crowds of people was all around me. I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
And it was impossible to ask somebody to stay 6 feet away from you. And with the breeze blowing, 6 feet away don't mean that it still can't. Hey, Mr. Villa. Give me a moment here. This thing about 6 feet and 3 feet, that depends on the wind gusts during that day.
Mm-hmm.
If the wind isn't blowing and something come out of your mouth, particles drop right to the ground. If the wind is blowing at 50 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour, it could take that further than 6 feet, right or wrong?
Possibly.
Okay, so this measurement of 6 feet, that don't make no difference to me. The point is, somebody next to me could be sick and I can pick it up. So this excuse that people didn't come out to vote, you don't know if I was FNM or PLP. I didn't come to vote,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't know if my vote was a PLP vote or an FNM vote. Sparky, you know Sparky was a PLP. He had his Adorn shade on, he had his Goblin mask on, and he was market PLP, and you didn't know that 5 years before. And you could know in this election coming up, it could be PLP again.
All the way, Sparky. Thank you very much. Let's take another one. Good morning, Callie. You're on. Callie there?
Hey, a pleasant good morning, Sir Levi.
Of Anglistonia from the House of Anglistan. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm good. How you doing?
Man, listen, Anglesen people take... You see what Anglesen do for Bahamas?
Yeah, but put the Bahamas on the map.
Number 10 in the world. That's Anglesen.
You know, can anything good come out of Anglestonia?
Loan good things. Levin Miller, Chantel O'Brien. Y'all want more than this?
Yeah. Well, the next prime minister, I think, should come out of Anglestonia.
Very good.
But I want to chime in. Listen, I don't go to carnival. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, I don't go to carnival. But my input is, listen, if COVID is going to be with us for a little while, we have to learn how to manage it properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they have all of the adequate protocols in place and maybe rehire some of those COVID police people,
mm-hmm.
I don't see any reason why we cannot, why the carnival can't take place.
Well, I mean, okay, so here's the thing, right? There are some things about carnival that I understand will create a different dynamic. First of all, it's not going to be a controlled atmosphere. People who are going to be coming from all over the place. So they're going to be people that come from the family islands that visit.
Yeah, no, but see, Levon, the other day there was a so-called soca concert or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Was that managed properly?
Yeah, they created a bubble for that.
Okay, so I mean, why can't, I'm saying...
Because the very makeup of carnival is different, right? The very makeup of carnival is different. Like, how many times have you gone to carnival on a night you didn't even really know you was going to the carnival? You was really going to the fish fry, and then you run into six of your friends. They say, hey, man, where we going? Oh, but the carnival, oh, I like a walkover with y'all. Boom, now you've been to the carnival. Run into your friend from Freeport while you was on your way. You say, hey, buddy, where you going? Man, I ain't nothing to do. Well, you might as well go to the carnival. Bang, now he goes to the carnival with you tonight. He traveling to Freeport in the morning. He already has his... You know, it is so many moving parts in my mind.
We know that in this is a different environment altogether. You know that to get into any kind of venue like that, first of all, they're going to ask to see your vaccination card, if you're vaccinated or if you have a test. All of us, we know that in this world today, if you want to enjoy the pleasures of life, either you must be vaccinated or you must have an antigen test.
Mm.
Everybody, I think, knows that, except for the children who are under 12, for the most part, or whatever. They're the ones who the carnival really is for. Most of the people take their children out to the carnival.
But I also take umbrage.
I don't see why we cannot manage this. I think we can put our heads together. The solution to our problem is already within us. The government and those officials can come together, sit down, and let's work it out.
Mm-hmm.
We can figure this thing out, Levi. We can, you know, because life must go on, man. We cannot say, okay, oh, next year or whatever, we're going to do it or whatever it is, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the people got here. I don't know. I know they just didn't jump on the boat and come here. There must, somebody must have said, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all I'm saying is that they need to sit down and, you know, just figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
The solution to whatever problem we have in this country, whatever situation, is just a matter of coming together and using our brains and figuring this thing out.
Appreciate
it,
caller. All right, appreciate it very much. I take umbrage with one thing. I don't like people that like flying in the face of authority, right? And I said this thing, I don't remember who I got it from, but I think it's Ozzie Smith that taught me this. Never confuse your seniority, sir, with my authority. All right? Never confuse your seniority with my authority. And if I've been given command over an area as the authority for this area, I don't care if you is the rear admiral of the Roman Empire. I said no. And I don't care who you call. Tell them I say no. And if they have a problem with it, then tell them come see me. But this we have to move away from this whole I call the prime minister thing. And our prime ministers, you know, have to understand that this ain't kindergarten we run in. People just shouldn't be able to call the prime minister. I cringe sometimes when I hear people say, oh man, I can just get on the phone and get the prime minister a call. Which means you could just, why the prime minister still have a phone that you know the number to? We running a country here. You remember when Barack Obama took over as president, the first thing they did was took his BlackBerry from him? Yeah, you'll get that back when you no longer work for us. But as for right now, All of this, anyone could call you and ask you anything. You have things to be thinking about. I don't have time for my prime minister to be trying to facilitate his drinking buddies. Man, go away. Call Michael Davil and please come off this phone. And if Michael Davil say no, then boy, call Jesus, because only him could help you after that. Don't move. That's my music. I'm leaving Miller. I'm going to break. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be back.
Security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Cost-Rite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Levin Miller is here. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashed. That also means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. Do you know what annoys me? Sometimes, Alan, then people that say, oh, I listen to you all the time. What time do you come on again? I don't understand. The show comes on the same time every single day. Other than the 8 minutes it takes me to get on air, I'm here every day around the same time. Okay, so let me tell you what else is happening. I see Arinthia Komolafe has stepped down as the leader of the DNA. Can I tell you I'm not surprised? I shan't mention too many more things about the DNA. I think my thoughts are about as known as the DNA as the scripture John 11 and 35 is known throughout the world, right? So let me get to a couple text messages. You can give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. You can text me on 4224796. Again, I had a wonderful morning this morning. I left home inordinately early. I ran into some wonderful people, Tarisma, her mommy, and her sister. They were beautifully delightful. I can't believe that there are such nice people left in the world. And I just felt like shouting them out, okay? There you have it. This one here says, you have to be kidding to think that the Bahamian people are that shallow and we don't expect much from the PLP. I don't think you all are shallow at all. I do think, though, that the last guy was such an abysmal, God, that literally, if Brave smiles twice every time he sees the camera, he gets an additional 5 points. That's literally all he has to do. The last guy walked around with a snarl on his face every single day, like he was on punishment. Literally, the only thing the prime minister needs to do is be cordial to reporters, and he would automatically pick up 5 points. It's literally that simple, following the guy that was in the chair the last time. All right? This one here says, Carnival only come to take the little you got. They say they can hire 1,000 people. I don't know to do what, but 1,000. Leave on a bubble, really? That's BS. LOL. Those that went to that concert were in no bubble. Okay? If Disney, Universal, Vegas, etc. can have visitors, surely there is a way for the Carnival to operate. I'm not saying that there isn't. This one here says, it doesn't matter if those workers are serving hot dogs. That money is a lifesaver for everyone working at the Carnival. I know a lady who worked there just to turn on her lights. As for the Carnival being just a step above the circus, Do you know that owning a carnival makes one very wealthy? Yes, but I just don't understand why we have a national discourse about a carnival. Like, I mean, like, we ain't talking about carnival cruise lines, you know. We're talking about a Ferris wheel and a pirate ship. This is what we have, an entire government and citizen up in arms about a Ferris wheel. Like, really, are our problems in the Bahamas so minuscule that the best thing we could have heart palpitations about is corn dogs, pizza, and funnel cake? Like, literally, is that where we are? Is that the apex of our national concern? A carnival? Dusty shoes? And candy apple? That's where we are? Four ministries of the government up in arms and complete uproar over the pirate ship? Seriously? Well, we gotta do better than this. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good morning, Levon. How are you, man?
I feel great.
Awesome. Levon, we're supposed to be sending our children back to school in January, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is 1 month from here.
Not even, yeah.
You don't think that the carnival will be a perfect ground to find out how our kids, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of kids, would be coming together in January? You don't think the carnival, I mean, it gives you a perfect opportunity to, like one of your previous callers said, to put things in motion to find out what it is you need to do to have this many kids coming together in classes in less than a month. You know, the carnival is a perfect ground because mostly you're going to have is children who want to go to this carnival. Your protocols are in place and everything. And plus, it can give you a general idea of how the kids, you know, will work together coming back to school in January.
Only reason I can't agree with you, Carl, is because the carnival hasn't made that case for themselves. I'm not saying your argument isn't salient, right? What I'm saying is, if that is what they thought, then they should have made that case, shouldn't they?
Okay.
So how do we argue something that they themselves have not argued for themselves?
Yeah, but Levon, one of the issues is a lot of people are making a lot of comments about the carnival, and they do not have the correct information themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So people are just saying whatever they want to say. Like you just said, dusty shoes and all that. That place is perfectly grassed. You know, there's nice, properly manicured grass and stuff that people would have to walk on. So that rules out the dusty shoes that you just said. You know, the thing is set up properly, spacious. All of the protocols is in place. I know because I can tell you they're in place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you know I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I know what is going on. So people are really making a lot of unnecessary comments about the carnival, and they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, what give someone who is not there the right to speak on something that they know nothing about? You know, that's my issue with the whole thing. The whole thing is we're going back to school in January with thousands and thousands of kids. You're giving them an opportunity to come together. And I mean, right now we're creating animals because the kids are locked away. You know, they have no grounds to play. You know, this is unfair to our children. These are children. They should be given an opportunity to have an environment where they can be children, where they can have fun. Other than that, you know, you're raising a bunch of monsters who is going to terrorize each other in society, man. We ought to consider this thing. And for people who are talking without proper information and who don't know
mm-hmm.
what they need to be talking about should be quiet.
I will say this. I hear the whole, again, it is a wonderful test case. Again, the carnival never made that argument. Secondly, I hear the whole, it's wonderfully landscaped. Well, I have had the wonderful fortune or otherwise misfortune of having to be out at that parade ground for many reasons that I had no control over. I could tell you that it's the best way to destroy a pair of shoes. I'm not even arguing that because it's a non-factor. If you go, that's the consequence. All I am saying, though, is if the carnival, right, thought that their product would be a wonderful way to test out bringing together varying groups of people that weren't inside a bubble And even if the carnival had said, we are going to try to see if we could set up an IT system where we monitor or register every single person that comes into the gate has to put themselves in a POS and with their name and their date of birth at the very least, so that at least the government could have a proper way of tracking who was here at what time they was here, then I could take the carnival side. No, I'm not on the ground, but I am in the society, and I can tell you what I read in the news, and I am telling you I've read none of that. Is it therefore then unreasonable to believe that the only way to be able to take a position or to have a thought about the carnival would be to be on the inside? Because there's so many other things we didn't know, like there ain't been no immigration approvals according to the Director of Immigration. You follow what I'm saying? If the only way that I could form an opinion is, by your estimation, if I sit in the back room, I don't know if that's fair. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, 52.
Yeah, listen, you know, the last caller was trying to be humane about the situation, and I have a six-year-old and I'm 57, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know what he's talking about. Anyone can see. It's actually getting to the children socially and psychologically, as we saw with the Rumi Ferreira child, right? And so you mightn't believe it, right? This is a social reengineering project and global agenda, and humanity is being hijacked. You don't have to believe it, but, you know, I am not trying to convince anybody, but it's overt. It's right in our faces. And so what happens is now, Levon, if you really read the data on casual transmissions, like outdoor transmissions, the dust would be a concern as far as the dust moving through, so they could always switch it to another place or soak the ground or put it on a tarmac or something. But the outdoor casual transmission dynamics, it doesn't occur like how you... It's indoor transmission dynamics that is of concern.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that this information is available for everybody and people think that you have to be a scientist to dispense this information, right, is what is leading to scientific dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
We should be educating ourselves more towards this paradigm, because this is the paradigm that they're creating. This is just the suggestion that you made was very well, because that would be a way to track and trace. But then you still have to be objective and look at the track and trace paradigm. Look at the cashless paradigm. Look at the totalized, globalized states, respectively, that is occurring. We must wake up and see that a free humanity is being attacked. And people are making billions of dollars whilst they're inducing poverty in the guise of sustainable development. You see, Levon, Man, listen, this thing is hurting my head right now. I can't believe we're being deceived to mass formation psychosis, or mass psychosis via mass media. You know, Levon, what in my brains, I believe they'll kill me if the public was to know what I know. Because what happens is, life is based on deception, and you guys don't seem to realize that. You're willing to be so subservient to authority that is a detriment to freedom,
mm-hmm.
All right? And also, belief is the enemy of the truth, because you have to know now. This is the time to know. You could read Revelation, and it said in Revelation that they would be given the power to make plagues when they feel like. You know, I know the Bible. Man, Levon, this is so deep. If you're not reading books from the 1800s, come up, you're lost. You know, these people talking about Haitian, who's Haitian, who's Bohemian. Those constructs didn't even bother me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm on a humanitarian paradigm that if the sheep was to know what's going on, I'm a sheep, but I'm in the pastor trying to share the information, but they blaspheming me,
mm-hmm.
and making me feel and ridiculing me because I, obviously, you know, Levon, why would I come on the radio and dispense lies?
I've credited you time and time again. Yes. I believe that what it is you know is phenomenal. I don't even know how someone finds the time to know all of that stuff. Let's take another phone call. Come on and call you on.
Hi, Levon.
Hi.
Good. Yes, I'm with you in reference to this carnival situation. I don't want my child
mm-hmm.
to be a test subject, you know, to best go ahead with the carnival and see if it's okay, and then they can go to school in January.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if these people, I heard something in the news where they said they're still in negotiations trying to, because they want to wear that. They had to have certain criteria in relation to COVID to come here.
Mm-hmm.
They come from the great United States of America, where these rules came from, where the majority of the rules, where there are millions of deaths from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
My example is what happened. We lost so many persons have died from COVID, including some children, okay,
mm-hmm.
because of the crowds and all of these things. When you up in those rides, who's going to determine whether you keep your mask on? you understand, when you're playing those games, who's going to...
Right, and all kinds of things happen to carnivals. People vomit, there's a lot of screaming and hollering, and there's really no way to contain all that stuff.
Even some of those workers that come at the carnival, I see them walking up and down some road, yellow, and they're off or whatever. Let me tell you something. Let them go through the proper procedure before they open. I am not, just because they're here, that's no reason that the relevant authorities to allow them in here without the correct documentation or whatever, that's on them. You understand, but to ask for them, just letting them come here to make a couple of dollars or whatever. God brought us this far. He'll continue to take us much further. So, you know, I'm with you on that.
I appreciate that. That sounds like a good place to say. My hope is built on nothing less. Man, you always make my church of God flare up, you know. Text right here says, great show as usual. Some Bahamian women are ugly. I am a Bahamian man saying this. That is true. No, they're not all attractive. This one here says, great show as usual. We want to go to the carnival to play over and under. You could just go in the Grove and play over and under, my friend. We still want to know how the carnival came in the country, set up, and was ready to open with no work permits. And that's what I'm saying. But according to the caller, the only way to know that it all makes sense is to be able to sit in the back room. And that's how people that sit in the back room feel, you know. They feel like the rest of us out here going crazy. And we feel like we going crazy too, because only them one know. Only the fellas in the room know. So now, come out here and explain it to us in a way that we could understand. This says, we have to be careful of misinformation that 52 spews on the platform. Okay. Good morning, Levin. I went to Disney World in September and visited three parks and went on many rides and restaurants with thousands of people, and there was no issue. This small carnival issue could be resolved favorably if they put in place the same protocols as Disney World. I don't disagree with you. What I also want you to take into consideration is that when the contuberance hits the perpendicular, all we will have is PMH, eh? If you're comfortable with that, then I say let it rip. Hi, what if Ministry of Education students with 3.0 GPAs can enter the carnival? There will be very, very few people to the carnival. This one here says, good morning, ma'am. Please explain to me how I could contract COVID if someone is standing 2 to 3 feet in front of me or behind me. Judge 6 feet if we're all wearing masks and not touching each other. This carnival is not a perfect ground to test. If it would be okay for kids to return to school, it would be a perfect storm for a COVID spike. I don't have time for that call, so we can't take it. This one here says, why doesn't the Prime Minister refute Mr. Albert's claim that he got permission from him? That's what I'm saying. So now he's left it to us to speculate, because in the absence of information, speculation thrives. Ask the carnival representative if he looked at everything. Why don't they have work permits or request information to the Ministry of Health? Those are fundamental requirements for any business. He overlooked. I agree. Hey, Mr. Miller, you don't mess around. You just tell them like it is. I am a fan of the Guardian talk show. If they want the schedule, tell them, check me, bro. Last but not least, the Bahamas ain't ready for no Komalafe PM. Thank you very much. I think you're very kind. Anyway, that's my time. Listen to me. Chantal O'Brien got Angleston looking dead good. Angleston, take the Bahamas to the world. I am moving a petition for Angleston to be the capital of the Bahamas. That's my one vote, all right? That's my time. That's my music. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. So don't move. They have the news. That happens now.
Spirit is revisiting us. True and living in us. Resistance is us. That's why.